Thurbia Parker Sr. and his wife, who live in Suffolk, gave at least 95 items acquired over years of collecting to the museum back in September of 2004. At this point, there are more questions than answers about when or even if the place will ever open. Parker said he's tried to contact museum leaders to find out where his artifacts are being stored. He was referred to former Governor Doug Wilder, who promoted the project and is founder and chairman of its board of directors. Parker hasn't heard a word, and he said he's angry with Wilder for not responding to repeated phone calls or even to a certified letter. There have been reports lately that the city of Fredericksburg is beginning the process to sell the 38-acre property intended for the Slavery Museum because no taxes have been paid since 2008. John Ogle, WCVE News.